Welcome to Building Dreams, an insider's guide to home building with Timberblock. I'm Penny Carrick.
And I'm Aaron Burns.
Thank you for listening.
I'm Penny Carrick, your host, and I'm so excited this year to announce you, Aaron Burns, as the co-host of the Building Dreams podcast. Aaron, you and I have known each other for, we talked about this yesterday. It's a good 8-9 years, I think, that we've known each other now. It's been a pleasure to get to know you, and I like you more and more all the time. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're located, and how you're involved with Timberblock.
You're so kind. I'm with Timberblock here in New England. So I am a dealer, I'm a builder. So been doing this for several years now. And very excited to now be a part of this podcast. And yeah, just looking forward to talking about kind of putting a bow on 2024 and looking forward to the future of what we've got to come.
Now, just going back a little bit too with you, not only are you, you know, a dealer and a part of Timberblock, but you're so full of knowledge and in a lot of ways outside of just even the product. Like, you are a builder. You have built many homes, and you built homes all over New England, really. And so you're knowledgeable in pretty much all aspects of the entire business. So we're very fortunate to have you. And again, I mean, yeah, you're no better person to talk about 2024, looking ahead to 2025 and beyond. So thanks again. And thanks again for co-hosting this podcast with me. I'm really excited. And I'm excited about this episode because this is like a lighthearted, like you said, looking back from 2024, going ahead to 2025, season's greetings. I'm trying to be all festive back here and stuff. I love the holiday season, as do probably most people. And so let's talk a little bit about 2024 and some of the highlights for you. And, you know, like we were talking about, I mean, for you, what was your biggest highlight with Timberblock in 2024?
I think the biggest one that stands out to me is the new factory. So Timberblock had been in a factory for a little bit, and now they've made this move to a newer factory. And it's just like moving into a new home. It's very exciting. There's a lot of work. There's a lot that goes into it. But really what that means to me is growth. It's there's so much to look forward to, and so many new things to come that are going to spur from making this move. So I think that's the biggest highlight for Timberblock for 2024. There's just a lot to make happen in a short amount of time to move, but the team got it done.
Oh yeah, and you know, I'll tell you, moving into a new factory and building that new factory is a big deal because, I mean, I think as most of our followers know, or even if they don't know, this is where all the magic happens. So to take all of that and everybody else that goes along with it is a big deal. It's a beautiful place. Everybody's happy there. And we just recently had a plant tour. And I hope in 2025, more and more people will be able to come and tour the factory and see, you know, just how our innovative process works. Because it's, I mean, you kind of have to see it to really understand it. And it is definitely something else. So, yeah, it definitely showed expansion and growth. And we're really super excited about that. Also in 2024, just to kind of talk a little bit about a few other things, we rolled out some new models, the Nathan specifically, and the Nathan was a little bit special. And I know that you have a little bit of a special place in your heart for the Nathan. And why is that?
Well, my middle name is Nathan, so maybe that has something to do with it.
But I didn't know
maybe not, but no, honestly, it is one of it's the plan that came out this year that most resonates with me. Man, I just fell in love with it. It is a single story home. It's got a lot of farmhouse vibes. It's elegant. It's got a lot of curb appeal, and there's a little bit of an outdoor experience with this design. You're bringing the outside in, right? There's a lot of covered porches and screened in porches, and you can host events. You can really get a lot of people kind of under a roof, and you've got the fireplace going. There's just so many nooks and crannies in this home that kind of jump out to me. I mean, for me, it would be, you know, grabbing a coffee and just finding a cool spot to just kind of hang out and sit down. And it's just, there's so many little areas of this home that just kind of feel cozy.
No, it's true. And you know, our design team, we have like a, you know, a vast design team full of professionals that are so talented. And every single time they come up with something, it's like everything that we do is always so cozy, always so charming, and always so efficient, right? Like they're very, everything is efficient. And this one, I mean, they just keep outdoing themselves. I love it too. I'm really excited about the Nathan. Also in 2024, and this will be leading a lot into 2025 because it's very relatively new, we announced the entire brand new ADU collection. And so the accessory dwelling unit, no better time to release that than now. And so kind of, if you can, define what an ADU or accessory dwelling unit is.
Yeah, this is kind of a big one. So we all see the headlines, you know, in this country, North America and Canada. There's a housing shortage. And it's one of those things that, you know, we kind of have to address. And everybody's doing it differently. And where I live in Massachusetts, they have basically written into law, the governor has written into law to basically overnight change zoning laws, and they're allowing an easier approach and an easier path forward to actually getting permitting for ADUs. So you're now able to build an ADU in your backyard. Obviously, you still need to have, you know, enough setback, and there's some restrictions. You can't just put them anywhere. But thinking about the percentage of how many buildable lots are out there, this really just almost doubles the amount of buildable lots, essentially. So Massachusetts is kind of leading the charge here. There might be some other states that are adopting this or maybe a little less restrictive, but really it's kind of a sign of things to come. I think we're kind of figuring it all out now. So, you know, when I'm talking to building inspectors, and we're having that conversation, they're still learning. They're trying to figure out exactly what it means for zoning and kind of pulling a building permit. But I think there's a couple things to work out. But I would say, you know, starting the new year, it's really going to start to be streamlined, and you're going to see it become a little bit more prevalent, maybe in your community. So it's one of those things where we had rolled out a few designs to kind of see what the feedback was going to be from, you know, our clients. And it's been pretty amazing to get the feedback. So I can see things are starting to kind of churn and get busy here. A lot of people are starting to ask us, you know, questions about, you know, how can they build one? So yeah, in my opinion, that's a huge one for us.
It is. And I'll tell you, we had an event back in North Carolina in the spring, and I would say probably half the people were there wanting to see these brand new models, wanting to see these plans, because they are literally absolutely adorable. And I didn't actually, it was a few years back, like it seems like it's relatively new, but I actually stayed at an ADU. My daughter's a swimmer. I think a lot of people know that. I talk about that a lot. But and so we were at a swim meet, and I don't even know, but I went on to an Airbnb, and I ended up in this ADU. And it was like, and I'll tell you this part, because it was the people that it was on their property, because obviously that's what an ADU is. It's on the property. It was so well set up. These people were so sweet. It was such a good little extra income for them. And it was like such an experience that we talk about all the time. And when we rolled out the ADU, the first thing I did was like, oh my gosh, I love the Bolton. So the Bolton is my favorite. As soon as they came out in the first week, I was like, okay, how do I get into a Bolton? How do I get a Bolton? So,
that's right.
I mean, cause I just knew I had the experience of being in one, and it is definitely something that there's just so many benefits. And like you said, with the shortage of housing and the demand and everything that's happening and the new laws, I think that this is going to be something that's going to be crazy massive in 2025, especially when you could see how many people were asking about it. And you know, I talk to people every single day, and again, this is what they're asking about every day. So really excited. We have several new models in there. So I would invite everybody to go in and see all of the cute ones. There's the Savannah and the Bolton and the Asheville, and they're all adorable. So visit us on timberblock.com and you could see all of them and the floor plans. And I think, I mean, they're all around five. I think the biggest one is 600 square feet, but most of them are 300, 400, or 500 square feet. So, which would be typical.
It is typical, and you can still fit a lot into those spaces. So we're designing one right now, and it's in that 500 square foot range. And it's perfect. It's got a full bathroom. It's got even a utility closet. So, you know, it's got its own utilities. So if you're somebody that is looking at an Airbnb, you know, that's important to know. And, you know, there's you can just pack a big punch in a small little ADU.
Yeah, it's very, very true. So we're really super excited about that. So we're kind of, you know, talking now about going into 2025, and that is going to be a big thing. There's lots of good things coming up. Like we mentioned, the factory and this and that and all the expansion and growth. But, you know, 2025 is actually going to be kind of an exciting kind of year. And, you know, you and I, we talk about this, we all talk about this at Timberblock, and of course we do, this is what we do. And I think that probably, especially in the last several years, we are most excited about 2025. And why Aaron, is that, do you think?
Well, there's a lot. I think the first thing that jumps out to me, and this might be a bit of a teaser for maybe a future podcast and the conversation, and there's certainly going to be a lot more rolled out, you know, in even just a couple of weeks, but there is a whole new kind of a referral program and an advantage program geared towards real estate agents, developers, landowners, builders. So that, again, we can cover a whole podcast with this conversation. But in my mind, it's kind of a game changer. There's no other company right now doing it. So what is it? So what it is, let's say you own a piece of land and you're just a landowner and you've got a real estate agent. Maybe you're having a difficult time selling just the land, but we're opening up now is a bit of a portal for your real estate agent to then download plans, all of our images, everything that you need to promote a Timberblock home on that piece of property. And where it kind of takes the next level is we're able to give you a starting price. So that's really the biggest thing. Sometimes as a builder, it's kind of difficult to exactly pinpoint a price without having a set of plans and, you know, a bunch of information. But we've taken all this data and they've compiled it in a way that really makes it easy. And it's a good starting price for any of these homes that you want to list. So in the industry, we call it ghost listing. You might have seen it where you go on, you know, Zillow or the MLS, and you see a house to be built. And sometimes they're, you know, black and white renderings or part of the plan. It's not as eye-catching. Maybe with us, we have our entire brochure of renderings. So the 3D images, the videos that go along with it. So it's really kind of taking it to the next level. And I don't see anybody else doing that right now. So yeah, I think that is something huge for us for 2025.
It is huge. And, you know, a lot of people don't know about this because it is relatively new for us. And like you said, this is what's going to be, we're focusing on that. It's going to be a game changer for sure, for a lot of people, for real estate agents, for homeowners that are current homeowners, for people looking for land, looking to build. Like you said, I mean, there's just so much information. And now if you go on our website, and anybody can go ahead and go and do this and check it out, but you go on our website and you can kind of, you know, sign up and see what that portal looks like and see how much information you can get from there as a realtor. So yeah, I mean, we're really excited about that. There's been a lot of work going into this, and I think that I think the entire company is excited about that. I think this is, you know, Timberblock has always been innovative. we have always tried to, you know, be one step ahead. And this is just going to show that we're, again, one step ahead. And I can't wait to kind of dive into this a little bit more. And I know you kind of mentioned this, but in next month's podcast, we are going to feature Mark. And Mark is he's kind of like he's in North Carolina and he oversees this whole entire project. And he's kind of doing these training programs and all of this and stuff. So he's going to be our featured guest next month. So that'll be really fun. I'm really excited to talk to Mark and let him go and dive a little bit deeper just so, you know, people can get a good handle on it. But it is definitely something to look forward to. So very excited about that.
And he just gave me a quick snapshot of it last week. So, you know, they're still working on things, but man, I'm excited. It's something that, you know, we can use, you know, just to kind of talk to more people and introduce more real estate agents to Timberblock.
I think, what did you say? You said, hey, I just got off the phone with Mark and I mean, I'm on fire. Like you were just, I mean, you were excited. Yeah. So, I mean,
you got me fired up.
Yeah, you're fired up. So always good. And that means a lot. And we're excited about that. So yeah, more to come on that on January 15th in next Building Dreams podcast in January. So we'll dive a little deeper into that, but just, you know, kind of touching on a few other points also. There are fun things coming up as well. Like we're going to attend IBS and we have a big group going to IBS. IBS is the International Builders Show. It's in Vegas. And it's something we go to every single year. This year we're making, a whole ton of people are going there. And I don't know how many people have been to IBS. I haven't actually, but I know you have. But what is like, tell me a little bit about IBS, the importance of it, and what people in general can get from IBS and why it's important to us and the industry.
Yeah, it is the biggest construction show in the world. And you have a lot of eyeballs out there. You get to see a lot in new products, innovation. You get to network and meet new people. It really is. It's one of those things where if you're in this industry, you have to go. You absolutely have to go and experience it. It's kind of chaotic and crazy, a lot of fun, but there's so much knowledge and you can gain so much. And if you're a builder, you just come home so excited to try something new, or you've seen a new product that you want to implement into your systems. So that's what it's all about. It's just progressing the industry, growing. You know, we're all in this together. You know, everybody who does this and builds in this custom home industry, we're all in it together. And we get to learn and bounce ideas off of each other. Timberblock is there this year with a booth. And it's exciting because last time Timberblock was at IBS in Vegas, they actually won the NAHB Global Innovation Award. And kind of what that is, it's kind of, it touches on pushing the boundaries for high performance homes, right? So kind of product of the year event type award. So yeah, it's just exciting. It's for me, you know, being a part of a company that innovates. It's, you know, there's a lot that happens kind of R&D wise and our design team is constantly problem solving. And it just shows that the team that is kind of behind this whole thing, man, it's just incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a good, we'll have a lot of stuff coming from that too. So also to look ahead, like for anybody who can't be there or won't be there or whatever, we'll have a lot of stuff coming from there, a lot of interviews and a lot of stuff and fun things that are going to be surrounding that we'll cover in, I think it's a third week of February this year. Yeah. In Vegas. So that we're looking forward to that. Okay. So what I want to talk to you specifically about is, and wall height for Timberblock is, it's pretty new. It's fairly new. Now, I don't know how familiar everybody is with Waltite. You can learn about it on our YouTube channel. You could see it on our blog and you can see it on our website and stuff. But I would like for you to describe what Waltite is, because this is another thing that's going to be, we're expecting to be a big thing in 2025. And you actually are building a Waltite for a client. So if you could kind of just go over a little bit about Waltite and that next step that Timberblock has went into, and then tell us about the build that you're about to, I think, break ground, what, in March?
In the spring. Yeah. Yeah. This one's top of the list for me. It is a project that we're still in design, and, you know, this week we're in conceptual design. So I'm living it, I'm going through it, and man, it's got me excited, because what Waltite is, it's really about high performance systems, a high performance home. Just like with a timber block home and the panelized construction and the insulation and the high performance factors and the air sealing, you know, all the building science stuff that timber block is known for, Waltite is a whole nother kind of branch of that. And what we're able to do on the building science side of things is we're able to kind of go about it in, I would say, kind of a typical framing approach. So it's not a panelized system. It is something that you actually assemble and frame on site. But what it's doing differently is it's addressing the thermal bridge part of construction. And maybe a better way to put it is a thermal envelope. So it's the outside shell of that home. So if you think about kind of wearing a jacket, the best way to stay warm in the winter is to wear a jacket. It's the same kind of building science approach to construction. So there's some details in there that are different, but essentially we're framing stick framing a home. And we're applying insulation from the outside, as opposed to spray foaming the stud cavities or the inside of the house. So we're kind of taking an exterior approach. So there's so much to cover there when it comes to building science. But that's where maybe even the building code is going, that kind of direction. And when you talk to other, you know, high performance builders, that is kind of the approach that, you know, more builders are taking as they try to think through some of these details. So yeah, I'm going to be doing it. We're breaking ground in March. I'm excited. So basically I'm going to take you guys for that journey, take you for the ride on that, and show you every step of the way. Yeah.
So excited. Tell me a little bit about the house, like just the aesthetics of the house.
So it's a completely custom home, and it's got some farmhouse and kind of Nordic vibes. But it was, you know, we had a client that came to us that found another set of plans, some ideas, some inspiration online. So new timber block, had been to our model homes before. So was pretty aware of what we were doing. But she found another set of plans, and it wasn't in our catalog. And that's completely okay. We kind of started from scratch. We had some ideas. We're just bouncing some ideas off of each other. And our design team has basically taken that to the next level. It's basically taking it from a napkin to almost a full construction set. So it's, sky's the limit when it comes to designing something completely custom too. So we're going through that right now. I would say in the next few weeks, we'll be wrapping up the design, and we'll be ready to get going with permits.
Do we get a little bit of a preview, a little kind of glimpse ahead, little hint later?
Yeah,
we've got when you break ground in March or April.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a live podcast. We'll do a vlog out there.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to see that happen. It is true. I to build a custom like that and to design a custom like that, that is part of, I mean, you're really taking everything that makes Timberblock special and putting it all together with this new innovation, with a custom design, and putting it all in one little, nice little package. So
that's it.
Excited about that.
The big thing too is the difference is you have so many more options when it comes to exterior siding. Mm-hmm. So the playbook is wide open for that, for siding. So, you know, the other thing is on the interior, same thing. It's you're not limited to, you know, a pine interior. So it just kind of opens up the playbook a little bit more, because there's plenty of customers that come to us and ask, you know, what do we have for options for siding? And this is it. This is kind of the direction where it goes, because there's so much more flexibility as a builder.
Yeah, I'm looking so forward to that. And so March, April, you're thinking?
Yeah, we'll break ground in March. Hopefully the snow is not too bad.
Okay, looking ahead too, we have all of these things. I mean, we're covering so many topics. It's an exciting year. We only got into March really at this point. But let's talk a little bit about why 2025 is the right time to build. We are expecting the trends, everything is looking towards a fantastic 2025. And why is that?
Well, even before that, so 2024 was even strong. So, you know, mid single digits for housing growth. And we've seen a trend now with interest rates starting to drop a little bit. So they've made that first initial drop, and the industry is basically heading in this direction where everybody is of the belief that interest rates are going to continue to drop. Now it's not a guarantee, but there's momentum. And with that, once that starts to go in that direction, it tends to keep going, or it just stays steady as well, right? So that's important for somebody who's looking at construction, because really, let's say you start today, you get through design, you break ground, you go through an entire construction loan process. You're not actually looking at the interest rates for today. You're looking at future year interest rates. So what could they potentially be in November, December of the end of the year for 2025? So that's really what you're kind of looking at too. So as long as the trend is going in that direction, I think that's the most important thing for people to feel comfortable and ready, like where they feel ready to make this move, to start to build and think about their dream home and just go through that whole process. So I think that's really, for me, that it's exciting to know that there's momentum now behind that. The other thing is there was pent up demand. So we know we're quite short for inventory in this country, and that's going to be a problem that as a whole we have to address. But it's one of those things where I've seen in the past several months that we've seen customers and clients reach out to us really starting to get excited. And now we're at that moment, I think after the holidays too, where everything maybe settles down, you start to really consider going into design and being ready for, you know, the summer and the fall, to get that project underway. So that's what I'm seeing. I just think there's plenty of people that were on the sidelines. They're ready now that they kind of also feel that momentum shift. So that to me is going to be something that I look forward to, and just, you know, meeting new people and talking to them about their dream, their vision for the home that they want to build.
We talk a lot about it's never too early to start the design process. It never is. I mean, when you think about it and you're designing your home, even if you're building from a stock model and stuff and you get with the design team, there'll be, you know, switches, a little bit changes here and there and everything else. So, I mean, the design process, you're building your own house, you know, so you want to make sure it's the home of your dreams. And this is exactly why you're doing it, right? So it is never, ever, ever too early. And I think you and I have talked about this before, and we talk about it just in general. You do not want to be the person that's kind of, you know, waiting. And then next thing you know, oh my gosh, I'm ready. Except for now you're not first in line. You're kind of down there a little bit in line, right? So you want to always be ahead of the game. And especially with the way that things are looking in 2025, the earlier the better. And we say this all the time, and it is in fact true. And we see it every day. And, you know, and we have the clients that, you know, they did that. They're like, okay, we're going to start the design. They kind of know what they want, but then they get with the design team. And our design team, I know I keep, listen, I'm going to brag up our design team all day long because I've seen these people work magic. So you might think that you have the absolute perfect plan, but somehow these, you know, they could take it and they could make it even more efficient. So again, I mean, starting early, and starting early meaning like, yeah, get Christmas over with and get to it. So I'm really excited about that for sure.
And as a builder too, it's those people that, I mean, I've got designs that are ready to go, and we started early, and now we're able to line up our subcontractors, make sure we're really ready to go. And they're just now ahead of it. They're ahead of everybody else that might decide. So, you know, that's it. You just got to start early. And then, you know, if it takes a little bit longer, that's okay, because now you can figure some things out. You know, make sure you've got all the right interior materials picked out, all your selections, all your subcontractors are lined up, ready to go. And because what's going to happen is there's going to be this mad rush to build in the spring and summer, and now time, you got to figure out your timelines. So as a builder, that's the thing that I've got to navigate.
I'm so excited. I mean, just talking about all of this, I'm so excited, looking forward to 2025. And, you know, 2024 was a great year, and it's going to be even better in 25. And so, you know, and 'tis the season. So Aaron, I mean, kind of just to, because we are in this season, like I said, I mean, I'm full up in this season. I'm done all my Christmas shopping. Are you?
Not quite. Typical. Not quite. Typical. A little bit to go. We're almost there.
So, well, Christmas is my favorite time of year, and I think that's a lot of people. So, I want to know, and I said this to you yesterday, Aaron. I want you to tell me a Christmas tradition, a recipe, a favorite moment, a memory, or something in your life. What is something that you can tell me about the season? Personal
for me, so. We have this long tradition, and it started, well, before I was born, but, you know, just the memories that I have as a child, everybody just piling into my grandparents' home, and Christmas Eve, it was the biggest day. It was the thing that we looked forward to the most. So trying to pack 50 people into this tiny little house was incredible. I don't know how they actually did it. And my grandmother was a saint and a magician. I don't know how she possibly cooked for everybody, but the crazy thing is everybody just hangs out in the kitchen, and the place wasn't that big. So, you know, there's just memories like that, and just running around, and all the cousins and all of that. The big tradition that we've carried on is we call it a Yankee swap. So everybody buys a present, and it's not for anybody specifically, but you just put it down under the tree and you pick a number, you pick a card. So one through however many people, and number one, you pick number one, that's the best number to get because you pick first, but everybody picks their presents and they can trade with the person behind them.
Steal.
But if you're number one, you can steal any present that you want. And, I've never got number one yet. So it's, hopefully this year is my year. I'll change that. But yeah, that's our tradition.
I've heard that called white elephant. I've never heard it called the Yankee swap. I live in the very, very South Alabama in the Gulf Coast. I think I'm going to throw that out there to next time we have our little thing, and I'm going to call it a Yankee swap, but throw everybody off. But, you know, and for me, same. So I came from a very, very big family. I'm actually from Northern Canada. So my early childhood memory is just snowmobiles. I mean, I think about myself now and how, I mean, I haven't seen snow in kind of a long time, but when I was young, I mean, that's what we did. And my parents live on an acreage, and they still do. My dad is 98 years old. They still live in the same house. I was born in that house, born and raised. I'm old now. So, but across the way, kind of like the whole family kind of owned like farmland all around. And so my Uncle Marion would have like the kind of like the farmland across the way. And every Christmas he would clear out like the entire, I mean, cause we had lots of snow. I mean, you get lots of snow too. So, you know, snow, but, and he would clear it all out and we would snowmobile all of us. Like, I mean, all of, I had two snowmobiles myself. Like this was just what we did. And then we would snowmobile and we would get our ice skates on and we just skated around. And that was our Christmas Eve and our Christmas Day. And, you know, life for me now is a little bit different. It's a little hard to get, you know, home for the holidays because I'm kind of far now from where they are. So we, you know, nowadays we have a little bit of a different tradition, but in my small little, my little family with my husband and daughter, we've kind of made it a new little tradition where we do a special dinner and we do, you know, certain things and stuff. So it's a little different now, but I mean, it's all the, it's all good. And I love it. I just want to say one more little kind of funny thing. So every year I make poppycock. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Okay. No, I feel like nobody knows that the term poppycock. So it's like a popcorn with literally a pound of butter, 15 cups of sugar, 15 cups of corn syrup, 15 cups of nuts, and about 50 bags of popcorn. Okay. So that basically that's it. You melt it all together and it's good. But the trick is to kind of like make sure you boil it for a certain amount of time. So it's not hard, but it's not too soft. You got to, all of this stuff. So I make this every year. So everybody that knows me knows that I make this poppycock. And everybody, I had a little gathering with my neighborhood ladies last night. There were 10 ladies here and they were just, I think they come every year to my house for the poppycock, but anyway. And so, but here's me like every single year for years. And I'm the youngest of four daughters and my sisters are a lot older than me. So my middle sister is the one with this poppycock recipe. And so every year somehow, and I'm like, my sister's name is Bernie. I'm like, Bernie, can I get the poppycock recipe? And then every year she's like, and it's the same thing. It's like on like an old card. That's like, I mean, one of those old index cards. It's like, yep, faded, you know, it's like, and so anyway, about November 15th of this year, she sends me a text and all it is the picture of this. And she goes, I'm just ahead of the game.
That's right.
I didn't have to ask her. We laughed so hard. I'm like, there's my recipe. I'm just getting ahead of the game. So that's another little fun thing. Perfect. And I love traditions. I love hearing, you know, and talking about this sort of stuff all year long. I mean, I know you talk with all your people every single day and I talk with people and our timber block homeowners, future homeowners, people maybe thinking about being a homeowner and, you know, from all over too, from Canada, from the US, we build all over North America. And I just want everybody, if anybody wants to share their traditions, I would love to hear them because that just makes my day. And, you know, right away, I think about next week, we're going to have our featured magazine that comes out and our holiday edition is coming out next week. It is so sweet. It is like full of tradition and full of stuff. And if anybody wants to share their traditions with us, we would love to include you. I post on social media. I do the blogs. I would be more than happy if anybody wants to share photos of their house, pictures of their Christmas tree, whatever they want, and share that and just make the season even more festive than it already is. So yeah, I mean, yeah. Season's greetings. I'm so excited. I love this time of year. Well, yeah, Aaron, thank you again. I'm so happy. I'm happy and that you're here with me. And I look forward to not only just 2025 and all the exciting things, but to doing this podcast with you all year long. So thanks again for being with me and being together. And happy holidays to everybody. If you have a special message that you want, feel free. But
happy holidays to everybody. And, you know, really just especially to, you know, everybody that works at Timberblock. Just it's incredible, the team. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody, and, you know, them and their families. A lot goes into it. So and then really just thinking back of, you know, all the people that I got to meet this past year. Man, just incredible stories, incredible people. And I love what I do because I get to meet new people and travel all over and kind of, we're working and building dreams, right? So it's very rewarding. So couldn't be more happy.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks again, Aaron, and happy holidays to you and your family and to everyone. Like you said, the Timberblock team, and all of our homeowners and people, our followers, everybody, we're so happy. We're grateful for you. We all hope that you have a fun and festive and safe holiday season. And we will see you next month for the Building Dreams podcast, which we already kind of teased up. So we're a little bit excited about that. So look forward to that, and please share. And thank you again.
Awesome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.